I'd thank Jimmy. Or if Knife Mug. Well, that escalated pretty quickly, didn't it? And this is in honor of a couple of months ago, the county council meeting, or the battles that I've been in that have escalated quickly. Thanks again, Jimmy. You know, this ongoing battle that I'm having, we are having, I'm just the face of it, has come down to what sort of speech is going to be allowed at county council. And Jimmy Jones has brought that up and wants to make it where you can only talk of germane things, things that are related to what they control. And in an effort to limit any kind of speech of redress of grievances, especially toward members of county council. Now, they all reference, well, not all, several of them, in particular Katie, Russell, and Jimmy, that four of them up there have been attacked personally in county council. And we went back and looked, and we can't find anything. Not except maybe the earbud incident with Russell Brazel, but that really wasn't an attack on the people. So when that excuse doesn't hold up, so we don't understand what that is about. And the only thing that we can come up with is that this is to keep anyone from speaking against anything that county council members do outside of that chamber. And in particular, the censorship by county council members on their social media accounts. What does this mean to you? Probably not much. I mean, how many times have you been to county council? How many times are you gonna speak to county council? So it probably doesn't mean much to you and your life and all, but for those that speak truth to power, the silencing at a public forum silences any opposition that you might have that you haven't spoken about. So does it matter? Does it matter that you or I can speak truth to power? That we are not silenced, but we can go up and challenge them. The freedom of speech is just that, to speak to your government without fear, without retribution, to call them out, to hold them accountable. Without that, you're not free. We're not free. The government owns you. Look at what they've done with property. You can't do anything without government permission on your own property. Hell, a lot of times they tell you when you got to mow your grass. Does it matter? Federal government at all the levels during this corona thing, what did they do? Censorship, misinformation, disinformation. They set up these little shell companies and all that do their fact checking, and then the tech companies come in and block you, shadow ban you, and drive narratives and all. And then look at the advertising on all the mainstream media. And every one of your county councilmen went along with all this. They don't want to be challenged on that either. That's ancient history. They resoluted, hey, y'all, take your shots. Take your shots. Get your boosters. This is our only way out of here. That's what they said. Does it matter if you can say any sort of thing to the government? They want to limit your voice. They don't want anybody, they don't want to hear it. They don't want to hear, that's why they block you on social media. They don't want to hear the truth. Now, well, why did they block me? Katie Gwynn blocked me because I posted a video, one of these videos. I never commented. I don't comment on all that stuff. Let them comment. I just post this and leave it out there. Y'all can watch it, not watch it, comment on it, not comment on it. Doesn't matter. But a politician, that's my opinion. You need to know my opinion, politician. And you can, but you need to leave it on there. That's the First Amendment. That's your official page. That's your damn job. Now, if it's your little personal page and you're posting little pictures of your game in Ohio or you kissing babies and all that, I don't give a shit. But on your political page, you need to be, you should be, and you are challenged. That's why you block people. And that's why you don't want to talk about it. And that's why Jimmy Jones has brought up this damn rule. Does it matter? They don't listen to you anyway. Does it matter? Does it matter that you can speak your mind? In the land of the free, does it matter? Maybe not. We'll see in January. January 9th, they're going to bring it up again. And what do you think they're going to do? There was a pretty good debate this last meeting on December 12th, 2023. It was a pretty good little debate. I don't know which way it's going. The question you gotta ask is, does it matter? What is a right? Do you even have a right if you don't exercise it? Does it matter? Something else to think about. World's a crazy, crazy world. Till next time. Peace.